Thank you, Alvin. Very good words. This has been a wonderful service. I don't think Sister Nate could have planned a better one. She did a great job. It's been a wonderful tribute to her. What a great spirit you have brought to this meeting through music. I know that Sister Nate loved music. Several times she was leading the music behind me and I could hear her singing, and I thought she was there today. It sounds just like her. And it's her sister. So what a wonderful, wonderful sister that Elsie was. It's also a wonderful sight to see so much family here. I hope that you realize, and I'm sure that we do, how important family really is. This is what it's all about, right here. And so I would encourage you to continue to stay together as a family, to realize that someday again we will see Elsie, and she will ask us, "So, how did you do when I was away?" May we all show each other love and respect that we all deserve. Behind every man is a better woman. We know how good Brother Sherm is. What a wonderful man he is and has been for our ward and for Brigham City and wherever he has been. I know that my family has been blessed, my boys. I thought about bringing some of the cars and other wood projects that the boys have made, but and that was through Brother Sherm. What a good man he is, and what a better woman Elsie is. She has passed on, but she is not dead. We know that. She has become a ministering angel. Some of you may feel her influence in your life in the coming days, weeks, months, years. That can happen, and it will happen. I believe that some of you will feel of her spirit, because she still loves you, she still cares about you, and the veil between her and us is thin. And so you might feel of her spirit and of her presence and of her love for you. She still loves you. She very much so is a faithful sister in the gospel. We all know that she has had some health issues the last few months, and there were days when I didn't expect her to be here at church, and she would come walking in church, and she was here to pay her devotions to her Savior. What a great example she is to all of us. Not to make excuses of not to come to church, but to make excuses why she should be here. She fully believed this was where she needed to be on Sundays, and this was where she was. I know she wanted this service to last an hour, so it's getting close. We want to make sure that we comply with her wishes. Just a couple of thoughts. This here is some thoughts from our good prophet, President Monson. He says, "My brothers and sisters, death eventually comes to all mankind. It comes to the aged as they walk on faltering feet. Its summons is heard by those who have scarcely reached midway in life's journey, and often it hushes the laughter of little children. Death is one fact that no one can escape or deny. Frequently, death comes as an intruder. It is an enemy that suddenly appears in the midst of life's feast, putting out its lights and gaiety. Death lays its heavy hand upon those dear to us, and at times leaves us baffled and wondering. In certain situations, as in great suffering and illness, death comes as an angel of mercy. But for the most part, we think of it as the enemy of human happiness. The darkness of death can ever be dispelled by the light of revealed truth. I am the resurrection and the life, spoke the Master. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. What's a great counsel. We've been taught well by Brother Alvin also on this topic. May we continue in our belief in our Savior. Know that he has paid the price for us so that someday we all will live again. I would just like to read a poem in tribute to Sister Elsie. It's called A Fallen Limb. A limb has fallen from the family tree. I keep hearing a voice that says, grieve not for me. Remember the best times, the laughter, the song, the good life I've lived while I was strong. Continue my heritage, I'm counting on you. Keep smiling and surely the sun will shine through. My mind is at ease, my soul is at rest, remembering all how truly I was blessed. Continue traditions, no matter how small. Go on with your life, don't worry about the falls. I miss you all dearly, so keep up your chin until the day comes when we're together again. The author was unknown, but doesn't that fit Sister Elsie? What a wonderful sister she is, because she still lives. And she is a wonderful person and has been a faithful, devoted wife, husband, mother, sister, aunt, grandma, all of the above. And so it is my pleasure to honor her this day. It is my testimony to you that God does live. He is aware of each of us in our situations. She, Sister Elsie, is in a good place. She will not rest for very long because she is a hard worker, and she will continue to do what she can to serve our Father in heaven. I testify that Jesus Christ is our Savior and Redeemer, that through the atonement we will all live again, and we will enjoy the blessings of eternal life if we keep the covenants that we have made and continue faithful. And may we all strive to be as faithful as Sister Elsie Nate was. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.